This week's parsha, Parsha's Emor, we have the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, which we're involved in now. So it says, "Vayna Hashem Moshe Leimah Daber Bnei Yisrael Matalhem Kisavol Oretz Asher Nino Sein Lochem Tzartem Ktsira Veveisim Es Omer Reshis Ktsirchem Elokayim." So it's the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Mitzvah of Korban Omer. And then, Misfartim Lechem Melchis Hashas, Yom Aviachem, Esom Ratzufa, Sheva Shabosos, Tmimas Tiena, Admin Mochar, Sashabas, Hashris, Tisbru, Hamishim Yom, Vikraftim Mincha Chadosh al Hashem. So we know Sheva Shabosos Tmimos. Have to be Tomim. And the Medrash Rabbah on page 3 says Tani Rav Chiya Sheva Shabosos Tmimos Tiena E Mosei Hein Tmimos Bezman She Yisrael Osim Ritzono Shel Mochum. Then when are the Shabosos Tmimos? When we follow the Ratzon Hashem. So what does that mean? So there is an approach like this. There is a pasuk in Re'eh. Shiva Shavuos, in other words, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is both in Emor and in Re'eh. Emor talks about the days, and then Re'eh talks about the weeks. So it says, Shiva Shavuos Tispor Loch Ve'achel Chermesh Bakoma Tachel Ispor Shiva Shavuos. That 7 weeks you count from the time that the sickle goes into the Kama, into the what? What is Kama? The wheat, the barley, whatever. Ve'achel Chermesh, Chermesh is the sickle. Chermesh Bakoma. Kama is the standing up. Barley. Maybe cut it down. Me'achel chemesh bakama, tachel lispor shiva shavuos. So what's the idea here? So many of the Bali Musa explain that the particular midah, you know, that the time of Sfira is time of Tikkun HaMidos. And the particular midah that is discussed as the Avoda for Sfira is the midah of Anova, the Bittul Hagaiva. And we're going to see that the Gemara tells us that a person that's a Balgaiva, that's considered a mum. And we'll see, as the Sfarim explained, that's why Tumim is the opposite of a Balmum. Para Aduma Tmima, right? It's the opposite of a Balmum. And the Avod of Sfira, Sheva Shabosos Tmimos, is the idea of not to have that Balmum. And what's the Mum? So the Gemara is going to say, we'll see soon, that a person who's a Balgaiva is a Balmum. Man di Yahir. Yeah, let's take a look in Megillah, page 12. on Chav Tes Amin Aleph. Darsh Baruch Kapar Maidich Siv Lamam Teratzu and Harim Gav Nunim Yatsa Basko Vamulahem Lamam Teratzu and Din Im Sinai Kulchem Balumumim Atem Eitzel Sinai. Whereas it says that all you big mountains that you want the Torah to be given, you're all Bali Mum. You're all Bali Gaiva. Because the big mountains are called the Harim Gavnunim. And one of the movements of an animal is a Gibain. That's one of the movements. So Amar Vashi Shmami No, Hai Man Di Yohir, a person who's a Bal Gaiva, Bal Mumhu. Is a Bal Mum. So hence, the Avod of Sfira is what? Meachel Chermesh. Is the Tmimos. Tmimos means not to be a Balmum, to be Tomim, to be Sholim. So how do you become not a Balmum? By working on the Midah of Anava. And we'll see more as we continue learning this packet. And we know that the pasuk says in Tehillim on page 8, Eile eskar av eshpach alai nafshi ke'evor basach adodim mazbeis alkim. Adodim means to walk slowly. So he says the way to walk Beis Elokim is Adodim. What does that mean? So the Koshrut Samagid in his parish on Tehillim says, he says, Achein machmas shvichas hanefesh v'nmichas haruach Adome letinok. Whereas a person is compared to a little child who's nursing from his mother. And that's what it means, adodim. Because adodim is two words. It's dad, is the woman's breast, and aim, is the mother. Aim and dad. So it means that when you walk to the Beis Elokim, you don't walk like a big shot. You walk like a little child who has anivas, who wants to gain from the mother, who wants to learn. And that's the whole idea of, says the Belzer Rebbe, on page 10. Svartam lachem rochar sashabas, v'yom aviyachem esomer atnufo. So he quotes from one of the Belzer Rebbe's, quote Kudushas Admor Mirid, Amar, hapima adizim sefetilos Yisrael, eile eskerok, avor basach adodem es beis alkim, it's a time to realize the greatness of God and the limitation of man. And that's pshat in the Medrash, he wants to say. Because the Medrash says, "A mosai heim tmimos, bezman sheyitzol osim mitzono shel mokum." So he says, an unbelievable word. Pashut pshat, the Medrash means, if you follow God's will. But he says a deeper word. Mitzono shel mokum means, you follow God's lead. What was God's lead? He gave the Torah on Sinai. So he shows that anova, shval ruach, is important to him. So you want to be Tomim, you follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. You choose that Midah. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Har Sinai. So the Belzer Rebbe says, Emosai Heim Tomimus, means when we follow God's lead to show that we want another, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bocher Behar Sinai. And that's the pshat. A mosay hem tamimos is manchi Yisrael osim ritzono shalmachum. And that's what the Belzer Rebbe said, that the meis sfira of this idea of adadim ad beis alukim. That was, we're going towards Har Sinai. We're going towards beis alukim. We have to go like a child, like a tinuk, who needs his mother to get nourishment. There was a person has to say, it's not that I know everything, and it's adadim ad beis alukim. And you know, there's another remez that's brought down in the Sfarim. You know, the din is that Sfiras HaOmer is supposed to be done when you're standing. You're not supposed to sit for Sfiras HaOmer. You're supposed to stand. So what's the source of this? So you look in the Rosh on page 13. He says, "V'chi mevarchim mevarchim u'uma d'tana rabbana bekama teicha lispor al tikre bekama ela bekoma." So there's some chazal, we're not sure exactly where it's from, says al tikre bekama ela bekoma, because what does the pasuk say in Re'eh? Me'achel chermeishbat bekama al tikre bekama ela what ela koma ela koma. So koma means standing up. And from this they learn out other cases that you should always do birkas hamitzvahs standing up. So be'achel chermesh b'kama, al tikra kama ela koma. So if you look in the Sefer Marpel HaNefesh of the Freiman Arav, so he writes the following on page 14. He says like this: Tzmilos tiyena, yesh lefarsh, farsh zreik siv, shiva shavuos tispar loch me'achel chermesh bakama, te'achel lispar shiva shavuos. So he says, v'kosha hu keifa loshen. It says tispar loch, and then it says tispar, twice. Agruach sabosim, parshosim, perish diadu, di meis sfira tzorech l'tzakein kol amidos. Right? During sfira is a time for tikkun midos. Washing Sfira, Rechaim HaKadosh says, and it's a Zohar that we saw before when we were discussing Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, is Lashon Evan Sapir, is the shine. The Lashon Sfira is the first Lashon Behirus, Lashon Kamasa Livnas HaSapir. So Tzarech Lezachek Ulatar Halev Mikol Midos Megudos. Is that Kavadas HaKro? So which midah should you start with? So me'achel, what should you start with? Chermesh bakama. That you should put, the avoda is to put the sickle into the kama. What does kama mean? How do we darshan? Koma. What does koma mean? Standing up. When somebody stands up erect, that's like gaiva. So you gotta hech me'achel chermesh bakama. You gotta knock down that gaiva. The Rishonim learned it as a halacha of standing during Sfiras HaOmer, but he's saying Aruga Sabosim says al derech hamusar means that al tikra kama elakoma. Koma means standing up, erect, you know, stoltz. So you have to what? Hachal chermesh bakama. You have to start with knocking down the gaiva. Al tikra bakama elakoma va'kavon al midas hageyus shashum adam einu nitzol mimenu. And that's the idea of Tamimus, to have that midah of Tamimus. Farshakra be'achel chemesh b'kama, al tikra b'kama b'kama. Kavan al midah sageyus, shashum adam einu nitzol mimenu. And that's what you should start with. And that's the hachel chemesh b'kama, and that's a Tamimus. Because emosahem Tamimus, mizman she Yisrael, osim ritzono shal machum. That's the famous words of the Tiferes Yisrael. Moshe kibbol Torah miSinai. People learn Avos during this time, and the Tiferes Yisrael explains Oz Beis in the bottom. Rasholom Moshe shaya onav maod al yizayt kibbol Torah shenim tzulamayim. Chay kibbol Torah miSinai hem monach buharim. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah miSinai because he was the Anav, so he got it, he was zochet to get it from Sinai, which is the Mokum of Anivus. And that was the Midav of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this idea also is repeated in the Mishnah in of Dami Ayn Basa of Lana Taholech Mumi Ata Osir Litein Din V'cheshbo. So what's the idea? So it's brought down that one of the Sfarim brings down that the idea of the tipa is that's the yontif of Pesach. That's the yontif of Pesach, because Pesach is when Hashem was mafkin between the tipa of the Bechor Yisrael versus the tipa of the Bechor of the Mitzrim. Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to be mafkin, and this is all hachana la'anat haholech is for the din of Cheshbon, as we said. That Shavuos is a time of Din V'Cheshbon, Tzeres Nidonim Peres Ha'ilon, and we learned the other week from the Shalah, from the Tolas Yaakov, that the Ilon is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Peres, the Ilono in the Shemayim, and the Peres are the Neshamas that come from that Ilon, and we're all going to be judged on how much we're Mimale and Neshamas. And that's what the Bas Ayin writes. The Bas Ayin writes this idea on page 20. In the Amru Chazal Stachel B'Shlosh Advarim Dami Ayin Baso In the Kolzeh Meramez El Yomim Shemim Pesach Latzeres Sheholchim In Madrega L'Madrega Kabbalah Satorah Hayinu Shemshas Yitzis Mitzvah Yimas Haschos Yizgalos Hadas Gemar Chazal Niyo Who shevchanti ben tipa shel mechor lo tipa shehin shel mechor? That starts with Pesach. Shasha says galus adas. So Hashem knows He can tell the most minute things. He can tell. And then ultimately, me atod osid litem diz v'cheshbon that you're going me is what. Is Mem Yud is 50 is Lifnei Mi Atar Tizar Mehod Bosu Meyomim Shehein Lifnei Mi, because you have to be Nizar in the days of the 49 days of Lifnei Mi Lifnei Yom HaChemishim Shehatar Osir Litein Din V'Cheshbon Aleim Ki Azu Eis HaZman Liskadi Shecharit Mepinu Tol Lashu Shiflus V'Anova. So the person has to be Shiflus V'Anova. And these days are the days of Lifnei Mi, the 50 days, 49 days before the Din V'Cheshbon. And it's interesting that the Ksava Kabbalah explains the Loshon Omer from the Pasuk in Kisetze on page 21. It says, Ki matze ish gonev nefesh me'echov b'nei Yisrael v'sa'amer bo u'mechoro. So what is his'amer bo? His'amer bo means he worked with him. It's not enough that you kidnap the person to get the. But you kidnap the person, talks about kidnapping, and then making him work for you. So Loshon Omer says the Ksava Kabbalah comes from this Loshon of this Amirbo. And he writes it here on page 22, second column. Loshon Hishtabdus. Meaning, this is the time that we show ourselves as avodim Lashem. We're machnia ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's perhaps pshat as well, that the it's brought down, the Oshav has a whole discussion that the Medrash says on page 23, Amar Rav Ovon Rav Chemi Rav Yaakov Bar Abba B'Shem Rav Yehuda B'Shem Rav Simon B'Olam Al Tehi Mitzvah Sa'omer Kala Be'Necha, that you should not look down on the mitzvah of Omer. Shalidei mitzvah Sa'omer Zacha Avram Liros Es Eretz Kanan, that Avram Avinu was Zocha to go into Eretz Yisrael because they're going to ultimately do the mitzvah of Omer, or because of the mitzvah of Omer. What's the connection? So the Oshav Rebbe explains on page 25, the bottom, the left side, that Eretz Yisrael, Shalidei mitzvah omer zocher from the rest of the arts. Shalidei niknas b'hachna. Eretz Yisrael is niknas b'hachna. We know the famous shalah that Kanan, Lashon Kanan, is Lashon Hachna. Lashon Kanan is Lashon Hachna. And because of the Omer, which is the Lashon of the Avoda of his batlus, whereas a person's a Balgaiva, he holds that he doesn't have to be subordinate to anybody. He's the greatest. The whole world revolves around him. And the Omer is the tikkun of this. And that's what the Ramban writes in the famous letter of the Ramban. Whenever you speak to somebody, you should view him as greater than you. Always speak up to somebody, not to speak down. That's the Ramban writes. Because you never know. I always say, a person thinks he's greater than someone else because he's wealthier, or he's more accomplished, he's smarter. But who says, Klapei Shemaya, that you're greater? This other guy can have more mutzitkus inside of him, even though he's not as accomplished, even though he's not as wealthy, even though he's not as smart. So you always have to treat someone with greater. You have to be machnia. And that's what the Belzer Rebbe said, that Amos Iheim Tumimos, how do you get this Kufa be Tmimos? And Tmimos means not to be a Balgaiva, because Hai Man the Yohir, the Gemara says in Megillah, Balmumhu, because it's Sheshumun Harim Gavnunim, the big mountains of the Harim Gavnunim, the Lashon Ogibein Odak, the Gemara says in Megillah. So if you want to be Tmimos, you have to do Ritzono Shel Mokum. Doesn't mean the Belzer Rebbe's Chiddush is, it doesn't just not mean follow Hashem's will, but follow Hashem's lead. What was Hashem's lead? To give the Torah on Sinai, which is Machshiv and Nova. And that's Vis'amer Bo. Loshon Omer is Ishtabdus. Isham Omer Vis'amer Bo, says the Ksava Kabbalah, Umachoro. And that's what the Freiman Rav says, Me'achel Chermesh Bakama. That you have to start with putting the sickle into the Gaiva. Kama is Koma. You have to put the sickle in to be machnia the gaiva, and that's adodem ad beis alukim, and that's to realize a person shouldn't go around that he feels he's nothing. You should feel you're something, but that doesn't mean you look down on people. A lot of times people, if they're given certain gifts by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's always brought down as a nisayon. If you're given intelligence, it's a big nisayon, because why? Because you may look down on somebody because you're greater intelligence. You're given ashiris, it's also in nisayon. And that's, you always look, today's Rosh Chodesh, so you David Musaf in the Siddur, and always has them for each month, what the Tzirif Hashem is. Al Yisalach, so for Iyar, it's what? About the Pasuk of Haskel V'Yadoh Osi, of Al Yisalach Chacham B'Chachmaso, of Al Yisalach Asher B'Oshro, right? Haskel V'Yadoh Osi. right? Yisalel Hamasalel Haskel Viadoa. That's the Siv. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yisalel Hamasalel. He says, the Pasuk says, Al Yisalel Chacham B'Chachmoso. Al Yisalel Oshir B'Oshro. Don't be so such a big knacker. You have to be Haskel Viadoa, see, Yer Shemayim. And that's for the month of Iyar. And that's the going into on Qatar Yidin, perhaps with the concept of Eretz Yisrael in Iyar, because we only zocha to Eretz Yisrael if we have the mid of Anova. If we think we're big baligaiva, it doesn't work. That's what the Oshiva writes in one place, that the reason why Avir der Yisrael Machim is because Eretz Yisrael, you have more of a chance to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so when you're close to the king's palace, you machini yourself more, therefore you can get more chokhmah. You get more chokhmah. And that's what tmimus is. Tmimus is to be not to be a balgaiva. Because a balgaiva is a mum. Tamim means you're not a balmum. So this is the time that we have to strive for this idea. And it's an avoda. It doesn't mean you should be depressed or think you're nothing, but it's how you speak to people, how you carry yourself. You know, some people, they carry themselves as they own the world. The world revolves around us. There's no reason you don't have to feel down upon yourself, but it's a certain arrogance that people have sometimes. And you always have to be mechazik not to have this arrogance, and that's the avoda. It's not enough just to count the oimer, but you have to make yourself tamim. And you make yourself tamim by being nizar in the Isser of Gaiva and mechazik in Anova. And that's Tmimos, and that's Meachel, Chermesh Bakoma. You have to take the sickle into the erect position that's showing Gaiva and knock it down. And that's the Mida. I would say that whenever I see people, the one Mida that it either is a turnoff or is an attraction is this Mida of Anova. Is the person an onav or is not an onav? That's the midah. That's the Rav Chaim Vital says. That's the one midah that Moshe Rabbeinu is praised about. Ish Moshe onav mikol adam. Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai. So that's the midah. That's the mitzvahs omer. That's the avoda of the yimei haomer. So it's not enough just to count omer. Yeah, the avoda of omer is to be mishtabed, to subordinate yourself to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, or as the Rabban says, to subordinate yourself klapa your fellow Jew, and with this will be hachana of me'ayin basa mitipa srucha la'ana taholech lefnei mi aton osin tin litein din b'cheshmon, that the Sefer Basayin says this is all about the hachana for Shavuos of the Kabbalah Satorah, of knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is can be mavchin between tipas Yisrael habachor and tipas shal mitzri and lefnei mi. These tekufa of lefnei me, before the day, the 50th day, is that we have to have that anivus, not to have arrogance. It's an isayim, because sometimes a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them kishronos, or he gave them money, or he gave them whatever. And as the Aruch HaShulchan writes in the drasha, the nisayon of osher is even greater than the nisayon of oni. Because Osher could bring to Gaiva, which so often does. Osher Bedas, Osher B'mamon, etc. Different types of Osher. So this is the avoda of Me'achel Chemesh Bakama of Svartim. Sphira means to make yourself shine. And that's the avoda of the Yimei HaSphira. That Bez Hashem should be Achana for Chag HaShavuos.